Get it? The Bird Show.
Bethany here is very, very curious about a neighbor. I don't know if you guys have ever lived in a neighborhood where there's just somebody there where you just kind of feel like something right. Something's just not right. I mean, you don't do the research on it, but they just don't seem to like fit in, or you create a story in your head that is either there or it is not, and you just really like to know what their background is.
Oh, I'm the queen of creating stories in my head and then later believing them.
Save that.
So you have a story built in already of all your neighbors knowing that it either is or is not true?
Well, I mean, we've been in our neighborhood now for 12 years, so we know our neighbors and we know them well. But yeah, like if somebody new moves in, like, this is so stupid. So we saw some neighbors the other day that we'd never seen before, and they were walking backwards down the street.
All right.
Right? And so just concocted a little, like literally like they weren't like out for a casual
like an exercise technique or something.
So my next door neighbor and I were watching, and I'm like, and we didn't want to stare, but I'm like, hey, what's up with that? And they're in, we don't have sidewalks. We just have a road, and this couple's in the road and they're just walking backwards and they're talking and walking backwards. And
do you think they're talking backwards also?
Like their whole life is being rewinded.
If you're going to do it, go all the way.
We were very perplexed by this. So, you know, I start to create these little scenarios in my head. Until my next door neighbor had Googled it, and apparently there's health benefits and exercise benefits to walking backwards that I had no idea existed.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, yeah, neat. It's good for the calves. You still look weird doing it.
Well, Bethany, I mean, feels so strongly about this. She wanted us to do a background check on her neighbor, which we have done. Hey, Bethany, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so tell us about the neighbor and why you're so desperate to find out what was going on in their background.
Oh, goodness. Well, her name's Angela. And I don't, it's not like this outright, like people don't know that she's this way. Like, but to me and to a couple of my neighbor friends, it's just really petty stuff where she's making these comments about their houses and like if the garage door is open too long, how unsightly that is, and that there should be some sort of HOA fine. It's just like these little nitpicky, petty things that I just so badly don't want her to be on the our HOA board because of it. And she's got this group of cliquey women that love her and think she's amazing and wonderful. So I just am hoping that there is like something lurking in the background that I can bring to light to be like, is this the person we want to represent our HOA? Huh. I don't think so.
All right, so our show director, Tommy, here is the president of his HOA.
Yeah, this is a great week for you to bring me in on this.
Why?
We had cops in the neighborhood this week.
Ooh, who'd you call them on, Tommy?
So, Evan, I didn't call them on anybody. Everybody loves me. That's why I've been the president for eternity. I'm on my, like, third term.
Talk your talk,
Tommy. But part of that, and the board that has stayed with me, we've all stayed together because we're trying to keep the crazy out.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have this one house in the neighborhood. And these kids are fishing on our lake. It's really a pond, but they call it a lake to make it fancy. And there's been some back and forth between this couple and the kids.
You're not allowed to fish in the pond?
Well, they live on the pond, and they asked to fish, and one of the kids called her a bitch behind her back. And they overheard it, and it's escalated since then, and the parents have since called the cops, and there's like 18 people standing outside across the street from my house on somebody's lawn with two cop cars and two cops out there wasting their freaking time.
Because a kid was fishing.
How old is this kid?
Oh, it's kids.
How old are the kids?
Anywhere from like pre-teens to teens.
So they call the cops on the 12-year-old for fishing in a barn.
No. It's the couple's reaction to the kids. But I talked to the couple, and I believe them. I don't believe these kids.
I'm sure you'll get to it. I'm sure you'll get to the bottom of it.
No, man. I don't care. I'm just letting it go.
So,
whatever.
Bethany, you want to get dirt on Angela to prevent her from being able to join the HOA because you know she would be a headache and nightmare for every other neighbor in your all's development.
Absolutely. absolute headache and nightmare. Like, okay. I just can't even fathom the amount of citations that are going to come from this woman of, like, leaving your porch light on too long. Like,
okay. I will tell you this, that we've already done the background check. What are you hoping? Give us an example of what you are hoping is on there. That would be a game changer, that once you present this, that's on her background, that everybody's going to go, oh, no, 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 shame. What's on there?
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe like a bankruptcy, you know, because then they would be like, well, you're not good with money. And with HOA, you got to handle that stuff.
Okay.
That's good.
So, yeah, I just something that would be like, oh, she's not as perfect as she's portraying herself to be. So,
and if you, when you get this information, are you going to use it against her as blackmail to stay away from the HOA? Or are you going to share it with the other neighbors to prevent them from, to prevent her from being admitted to the HOA?
Gosh, I feel like I don't want to be the person that's like, I want to have the information, but I don't want to be the person necessarily presenting the information. So if she, you know, chooses to run, which looks like that's going to be the case, then just say, I think it's important for any new potential elected officials that we just do a background check and then come up with that information and be like, this is what was found. Do it what you will with this information.
Bethany, yeah. What if we found out that she murdered somebody?
Well, then let's elect her and create a reality show of it. No, I would like, if she murdered somebody, why are you not in jail?
Yes.
That's a fair question.
What
actually.
If she did her time and she got out, but she did her time for murder?
I think that would be considered top shelf in this situation.
That's not what happened, but what if? All right, hang with us, Bethany. We'll come back here, and Tommy, our show director and the greatest HOA president of all time, will tell you exactly what we found in that background check, okay?
Okay, great, thanks.
And it's not murder. Next on The Burt Show.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else. Or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Our Bethany, our listener Bethany, hit us up and said, hey, can you do a background check for me on my neighbor? I do not want her on the HOA board. All right, Bethany, are you ready for results on what we found on your neighbor?
I'm ready, and I hope that it helps keep Angela out of the HOA board. So please tell me you got something good.
All right, and for those that weren't listening a couple of minutes ago when you made that request, because we've been working on this for a couple of days, but what exactly about her is really bothering you and why you definitely don't want her on that HOA board?
It's so she is not in power right now. And just the things that she has said, like offhanded back, you know, backhanded compliments and just like just complaining about dumb things like our garage door being open, our lights being on too long, the length that we keep our bushes and trees. It's just like every little thing she can say and complain about her home, the paint color of my neighbor's house, everything. That has nothing, that is all within our current HOA parameters. I just don't want her to be in a position of power where we all of a sudden have to start making all these changes and are getting all these citations and all of this stuff. So I'm not a fan of her. She's got a group of girlfriends that love her that don't know this side of this, and my neighbors and I just don't want her to be on our board.
Yeah, she sounds like a real menace, this one.
She is.
Tommy,
there's no name calling at the lake like Tommy had to deal with. We didn't have cops just yet,
right?
But I feel like it might be down that path soon.
Well, we're trying to avoid that situation, so let's see if we can find something so bad on her background that you can present it and call her out so she never even runs for this office. Now, Tommy is our show director, but he is the one that deals with the private detective that does the background check.
Yep. I made a friend when I worked in Miami years ago, and she works with a private investigation service. And so she's helped me out from time to time. And so upon receiving the basic details that Bethany provided me, our investigation focused on confirming the subject's identity and assessing any permanent records in our situation here. So our inquiry verified the subject's name, age, education, of course, her address because she lives in the neighborhood, and employment details, and all of that aligned with the info that Bethany provided us. Now, regarding criminal and court records, our search yielded a couple of interesting findings.
Murder?
We shall see. I will build up to that if it is there.
well said, friend.
A moving violation dating back to 2014, specifically a speeding ticket.
Got him.
For exceeding the speed limit by 26 to 30 miles per hour.
Wow.
So she
That's like the super speeder.
Yeah.
She is a bit of a lead foot. We also found mention of an arrest for disorderly conduct.
Oh, and a hothead.
Oh, okay. This chick.
Yep. That was back in 2001.
Oh, that was.
Oh. Some people don't grow.
It was during her college years, and the incident is documented in an article from that time period.
No way.
Which I could print out and find it. Sway in your neighbor's mailbox.
That would be awesome.
Instead of I know what you did last summer, right? I know what you did last summer 23 years ago.
We can also print out that speeding violation and stick that in there, too. We also found an uncovering of the subject's marital history, which has not been good. It indicated two previous spouses prior to her current spouse. So She is on marriage number 3.
Oh, this chick. Oh.
The first place took marriage. Some people take that very seriously. Your Catholics, for instance, they don't believe in divorce.
Are you in the Catholic neighborhood?
If you have a big Catholic neighborhood, that could be very helpful.
Will the Catholics around you go for this?
The first marriage took place in 2005.
You're talking more like a Baptist than a Catholic.
First marriage in 2005, only lasting a couple of years. The divorce was in 2007. Second marriage, she got married in 2010, years after her first marriage.
Did she kill him?
We're going to get to that.
We don't
patience.
Have
murder is the last thing on the docket.
I'm getting to that. Second marriage took place in 2010. Divorce was in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And she married her current spouse in 2016. We did try and locate her first two husbands.
But you can't because they're dead.
We had no evidence of murder. But with that, we had evidence of aliveness as well. So we couldn't find anything where they are now. So I don't know happened to them.
That's a pity. Quick turnaround from being divorced in 2015 to being married in 2016.
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a bit of a marital hussy.
Oh, stop it.
You can't find any of her ex-husbands either.
I am not kidding here. That rumor right there is worse than anything else you presented us with.
This may be the biggest thing to come to light, keeping in consideration that this is for an HOA and being on the HOA board. In 2014, a property jointly owned by her and one of her previous husbands was foreclosed on. I don't know if you'd want someone with a foreclosure in their history to be part of your HOA. And that was pretty much all we found. No notable findings. But if you want me to print that up, but don't. I did learn this. Do not put anything yourself in a neighbor's mailbox. Did you know that's a federal offense?
I did not know that.
People are serious about that crap. Even like if you're having a party or something, you want to stick a flyer and let people know in your neighborhood.
It's a federal offense?
It is illegal to put something in. I'm surprised you don't know this, Cassie. Cassie's looking at me like I got 18 heads.
I mean, I know it's illegal to take something out and to tamper with mail.
You can't put anything in anybody's mailbox. Only an official mail carrier can do it.
So be careful then.
Why you'll have like those little flyers that are taped on the outside of your mailbox.
Giving it to you,
but not violating the law.
Interesting.
If you do it, Bethany, do it under the cover of night.
All right, Beth. I mean, I think you have plenty here. I mean, she's driving over the speed limits.
Reckless.
You got the foreclosure, the murders.
There's a way around this without sabotaging her. Like, you don't have to be the bad person. You just have to ask her to put flyers in everyone's mailbox.
There you go.
Arrested. What are you in for? Murder? Flyers in a mailbox.
All right, Bethany.
Oh, man. Thank you, guys. I think I've got a lot to think about here. The foreclosure is a big thing that I think people need to know about if she's going to run for our board. Yeah. So appreciate the background check.
She's nailed. You got her. All right. Thank you for listening. It's The Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.